You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Welcome to Footballer Love Letters. This is the part of The Football Hour when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes me feel a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings, or Pochettino talking about Harry Kane. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Twitter, then bang, crash, goal! That 30-yard strike by Steven Gerrard against West Ham in the FA Cup final in Cardiff popped up. And I thought to myself, that was an incredible goal. And weirdly, as I was thinking that thought, this song by Al Green came on the radio.
If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'd tell the world just how I feel.
Yes, that's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to Mr. Steven Gerrard. Something no one's probably ever done before. So this letter is addressed to Mr. S. Gerrard, Flat 8, Anfield, Merseyside, Liverpool. This is Footballer Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Stevie. Alright, Stevie La, I understand it ain't proper cool or anything to send a love letter, but what else could I do? You've stopped answering my texts and calls. You deleted me out of the Istanbul 2005 WhatsApp group, which is dead harsh because it was mainly Carragher, not just me, that was ripping you about that slip again. It's just banter, La. You've even blocked me on Twitter. That's seriously not cool. You did, however, reply to my Instagram direct message, but just said, leave me alone, which left me thinking you wanted me to contact you a different way. So this is perfect with me. A letter, an old school pen and piece of paper. The only issue, Stevie, is I haven't got the best handwriting, so it might just look like a load of crushed spiders went for a bath in ink on the page. So I thought I'd do a podcast, which is me reading out the letter. Anywho, golly gosh, I do rabbit on, don't I? The reason I'm writing this letter is because I love you. Sorry, I know that was a bit forward, but who cares? It's 2017. Why can't another bloke tell another bloke that they love him? I'm cool with it if you are. I'm sure you are. I've been truly, madly, deeply in love with you since you first pulled on that red shirt. But the goal which really gets my juices flowing is the one against West Ham in the FA Cup final. It was a rocket of pure power and emotion. You blast this ball from so far out. For any other player, it would have been way too far out. But you, no. You should have been stood about another 10 yards back and it still would have burst the net. The ball is bouncing up. The ball is basically teasing you, saying, go on, Stevie, I dare you, hit me. You don't dare Steven Gerrard to do anything because he will prove that you are sincerely wrong. The goal shook the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff and the goal shook my heart. Stevie, I love you and I hope you love my letter. Please write back or just unblock me on Twitter. Either way, I don't mind. They both work for me. Thanks for that FA Cup and thanks for that FA Cup goal, Stevie. Big love, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour.